Well, good afternoon, boys and girls. This is Pastor Doug here at First Congregational Church in Woodstock, and so glad to be here with you. We're looking at God's Word and the stories that God has given us that we're reading from this complete illustrated children's Bible, and looking at some of the things that God has done throughout the years in helping us to better understand His promises to rescue us out of the really bad thing that we're in, the really big problem that we have in our rebellion against God and the way that Jesus comes and saves us from that. And that's a lot, right? That's something that's sometimes hard for us to understand. And there are some really big and adult things in that, and yet God also gives us these things in ways that are for us as little ones too, and for us to understand some of these basic things about who God is and who He's made us to be. But let's pray first as we go together to the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank You for loving us. And thank You that You love us even in doing things that we need but that we might not like. Lord, we thank You for the way that You don't keep from us things that we need, but even when they're difficult, You help us. Lord, we thank You and praise You for that, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So our Bible story today is from Genesis 19, and as you can tell from this picture, it's one that's got a lot of scary stuff in it. Right, and there's fire and all kinds of hard things that are going on in this Bible chapter. But much like the scary stuff that happens to us throughout life, it's good for us to remember that God is with us even in the midst of those very scary things, and that while they are scary, that God is able to keep us and able to protect us. Let's look together at what this says. So it's titled, God Destroys Sodom. And that, remember yesterday we were looking at some of our friends Abraham and his nephew Lot, and how Lot had chosen to dwell or live in the cities of the plain, the areas there that were not like Killington that's up in the mountains, right? But the areas that were down on the plain, the in the valley or the more open places, so the areas like White River Junction, right, where it's down out of the mountains and there's an openness to the land there, and so that was where Lot was. And but the problem was is that was an area that was filled with people that didn't want to worship God and didn't want to have anything to do with God's people or the things that God calls us to do. And so we saw some of what was going on there. And then in Genesis 19, it's God fulfilling or going through with what He had warned. Right? I don't know if this ever happens to you, but sometimes if you're doing something that you're not supposed to do, and maybe mom or dad hears what you're doing and might say from the other room, now, Billy, you better stop that, because if you don't stop that, I'm going to come in and then there are going to be some consequences, right? And those consequences might be different things in different families, but you know through what you're getting, a warning, that you better do something different than what you're doing. Right? And God had given that warning. In fact, He had given those warnings again and again and again, and people just refused to listen. And so God goes in and saves Lot and his family, but He's saving them out of the city of Sodom. And so here's what happens. The angels warned Lot to leave the city with his wife and daughters that very night. They couldn't wait, because God was angry and the city would be punished because of their disobedience. And so the angels took Lot's family by the hand and they led them out of the city to safety, urging them to hurry. They told them, flee for your lives. Run to the mountains and don't look back. Don't look back. And so as Lot's family hurried away, they could hear terrible sounds coming from the city as fire and sulfur and these awful things were raining down from the sky onto the city. In fact, no one and nothing survived, not a building, not a single person. And so as they were running away, being taken by the angels out of the city, Lot's wife couldn't resist. She couldn't help but looking back, even though God through his angels had told them, don't look back. And as she looked back, she was instantly turned into a pillar of salt. That sounds very strange, doesn't it? Lot and his daughters were the only ones to survive the destruction of Sodom. Now, again, I know that that sounds really, really harsh and really awful. But part of what it's trying to convince us of is the horror, the really, really awfulness of sin. And especially when they're little sins, we don't tend to see them as all that bad. So if we don't like our food and we complain, I don't like this. I don't want this. Or we're not happy with what our brother or sister is doing. And we say, stop that! Stop that! Or we want something that somebody else has and we just grab it from them and we take it and make it ours. See, these things that we, when we think about them that way, of course, they don't sound very good. And we'd say, well, yeah, of course, those aren't good things to do. But God says that they're not just itty bitty, oops, I shouldn't have done that. He says that sin is awful. Now, we tend to know that when it's somebody else who's sinning and their sin hurts us. Right? So if we're the one that has a toy or a book and somebody else takes it from us, well, it hurts us, and so we know more of how bad it is. But when we're doing the taking, we tend not to see it as that. We tend to see it as, well, you know, that maybe wasn't the best thing to do, but it's not like I killed somebody or something. But here's the thing, boys and girls, is that God tells us that every sin, every time we do something that goes against what God says we're supposed to do, and every time God tells us to do something that we say, no, I don't want to do that, that every single time we act in those ways, we're contributing to death. We are hating God and other people. And God says that's so serious, that's so awful, that he in his holiness and justice has to deal with those things. Now, thankfully, God is very, very patient. He's what the Bible calls very long-suffering. With this city and all the bad things that the people were doing, he didn't just come in and wipe them out right away. It had been weeks and months and years. God was very slow, very patient. But there comes a point where he says, enough. And so that's what we find in Jesus. Is that Jesus came because of God's patience. And Jesus obeyed God in every way so that we could be given his righteousness. And Jesus took all of our sinfulness, all of our selfishness, all of the ways that we disobey God and rebel against him, And he suffered on the cross for us. And then he rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, proclaiming that all of those sins had been forgiven and that we'd been given the righteousness of Christ. And so, boys and girls, let us today live in ways that honor Christ, that follow him, to think about, is this what Jesus would have me to do? What is his Bible, what does his word say about this? And let me do those things. And the things that I'm not supposed to do, Lord, help me to not do those things. I'll be praying for you today that more and more that would be the way that we together would live. Okay? God bless you. Thanks.